The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Isaiah chapter 51. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. They who dwell on it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Jude. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things take place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. So this is the last Sunday of the church year, and on the last Sunday of the church year, we talk about the last day, Judgment Day, the end, when Christ will return in all of his glory and might, descending upon the cloud to come for us. And this is what the Christian is waiting for. Christ is coming back. He's coming back in all of his majesty and glory, and that is a good thing, because this time he's not coming back to deal with sin, for he's already done that. He has already come to deal with sin. He has already become united himself to human flesh. He is a man. He has already become our brothers, born of the Virgin Mary. And he has already taken upon that flesh, upon himself, the sins of the whole world. He has already suffered and died to forgive you of all of your sins. He has already accomplished forgiveness for all of your past, present, and future sins. He has already conquered death by rising victoriously over the grave. And to all of that, all of our sins and death and all of our enemies, he says, it is finished. He's already done it. Christ is coming back. This time, it is to reap his harvest. For baptized believers in Christ, for those baptized into Christ, those who are forgiven and declared righteous by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ and trusting in Christ's death and resurrection as sacrifice for us, we eagerly await that day. We rejoice that he will come again, that he is coming to rescue us and to redeem us finally. Because the coming judge who sits on his throne now and when he descends, that is the same Jesus Christ who suffered and died out of love for you to save you. Our Savior is coming back to rescue his church, to usher in a new heaven and a new earth, an eternal wedding feast of rich food, full of marrow, of well-aged wine, well-refined, where we, his bride, will be with him forever. And we will share in his great power and glory and might. We will be finally free of the tribulation. As you heard last week in last week's gospel reading from Mark 13, right before this week's text, wars, earthquakes, false messiahs, persecution, family strife, division, the world's hatred, all of that we will be free from. But for unbelievers, those who have foolishly rejected God's salvation, the love that he has for them in his Son, Jesus Christ, and they remain separated from Christ, those who have foolishly believed that they have no need for God or a Savior, those sleepwalking through this life, those drowsy, sleepy, foolish virgins who were unprepared when the bridegroom came, those who heard the terrible words, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." That day will be a horrible day, a day of terror and dread and condemnation. So are you ready for that day? Or as Jesus puts it in our gospel reading today, are you awake? Are you ready? Are you on guard? Or as we prayed in the collect of the day, are you living a life of faith and a life of holiness of living? Or might you be sleepwalking through this life too? Perhaps a bit lulled to sleep by your comforts and by your ungodly passions. Perhaps maybe a bit too lukewarm in your faith, or rather lackadaisical in that thing called holy living. Well, let's say hypothetically, of course, okay? We're going to say hypothetically. Let's say somehow Jesus came and he announced today, right here this morning, you know, 2024, it wasn't all that great. I'm going to call it. I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it January 1st, 2025, 12:01 a.m. Central Standard Time, of course, right? He says, I'm going to call it. New Year's Eve this year, I'm calling it. Well, by my count, that gives you about 6 weeks. That gives you 6 weeks or so. So in those 6 weeks, when you know Christ is going to return, what would you do? What might you change in your life, in your habit? Perhaps you might wake up a little bit and start paying more attention to the faith and holy living that we are called to, paying more attention to God's design for our lives as Christians. Or maybe you might take a completely different route. Maybe, like Prince, thinking it's 1999, you might party it up. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? Foolishness. Actually, both of those scenarios are foolish. For God says, the gospel here in Jesus says, concerning the day or the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father knows. Be on guard. It can happen any time. Be on guard. Stay awake. Be awake, he says, for you do not know when the time will come. So stay awake, Jesus warns. Be on guard. So yeah, if there are changes that are needed in your life, right? If you think about those 6 weeks, if there are changes that you would change, don't wait to change them. That would be foolish. Wake up. Now is the time. Now is the day. Live your life right now as if you actually believe that Christ could return at any moment, for you do not know the hour. You do not know the day or the time. Turn away from your fleshly passions if needed. Turn away from, return to Christ's word and make that the priority in your life. Mend those broken relationships. Be reconciled with God and be reconciled with one another. Now's the time. Return to the open, outstretched, loving arms of your Savior. Receive his forgiveness and live a life of faith and love. For Christ has called you to be wise. So you don't know when the hour is going to come. So don't set Jesus aside. Don't set Jesus' word aside for later as if you have some time down the road, because you don't know. Even 6 months from now is not guaranteed. Be on guard. Keep awake. But how? How are we to be on guard? How are we to be ready? How are we to stay awake? Well, Jesus gives the answer in our gospel reading, verse 31 of Mark 13. Remember, heaven and earth will pass away. All these things will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Wars, earthquakes, false messiahs, persecution, family division, the world's hatred, as we said last week, all of these things will not endure till the end. They will end. This life and all of our worldly tribulations that we all go through will not endure till the end. They will come crashing down, as well as our worldly passions. All of it will not endure till the end. It will all pass away, Jesus says. But Christ's word will not pass away. In Christ's word, we have something that is secure. We have something that is lasting, something that is eternal, something you can cling to always. You can count on Jesus and you can count on his word. You can stake your life upon Christ and his word. Indeed, your eternal life can be staked on Christ and his word. Because the word of Christ is founded upon, it is built upon the work of Christ. His word stands upon his sacrifice for your sins and his resurrection in victory over the grave, the death, sin, Satan, all of it. His forgiveness and his mercy for you is backed by the full weight of his death on the cross and his Easter triumph. So united to Christ in the waters of holy baptism, united to your bridegroom right now, at this very moment, you are forgiven. You are forgiven of all of your sleepiness when it comes to faith and holy living. You are free. You are forgiven in Jesus Christ. You are washed clean in the waters of baptism. You are covered by his blood. You are the elect who will be gathered in from the four winds. And you are awake. On account of what Jesus Christ has done for you and to you, now you live as one who is forgiven, one who is free, one who is awake. How? You stay awake by remaining in the one thing that is needful. Christ and his word and his sacrament. You stay awake by being in and remaining in his word that never passes away. You listen. You hear his word. You repent when the law, his word of law, comes and it convicts your heart. You repent of all of your failings and your sins, and you turn to Christ and you trust in his promise. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Your sins are forgiven. You are my precious child. You hear the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for you. You hear the voice of your bridegroom, and you trust in his voice, and you follow where he leads. So even if the sun is darkened, even if the moon is not giving its light, even if the stars are falling and the heavens are shaking, you rest secure in Christ's loving arms. In the meantime, as we wait for that great and glorious day, it's actually quite simple. Faith and love. That's how you stay awake. Faith and holiness of living, because of course the law shows us how we are to love one another. Faith in Christ and faith in his death and resurrection as our substitute, and love for one another, love for your neighbor. That is how you stay awake. That is how you remain ready, as together, united to Christ and also united to one another, we await that glorious day when our loving Savior will return with all of his power and might to redeem us and to save us from this great tribulation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.